Dear Mr. 2020, I have a question about manifesting love with the Joseph Goddard method. Currently, I have a girlfriend, but I would like our relationship to be more intimate. During my Joseph Goddard session, should I imagine her yum like you imagine Victoria's, even though I don't have a meal with her on a regular basis? Thank you very much. Best regards, Frankie. Frankie, this is really good. So, when you say intimate, I'm assuming that you mean more magical moments. That could be in the bedroom, that could be in the bathroom, that could be anywhere. Because to me, intimacy is everywhere. It's the magic of the moment that you share with someone. And so if you want more magic moments with her, and you want to use the Joseph Goddard method, which I really, I find crucial to my manifesting, here's what I'll do. So remember, the whole premise of Joseph Goddard to the max.com is based on specific events of your day having gone your way. And I suggest, imagining up just before you even get out of bed, I know today, I've got the podcast, my exercise, massage, another project I'm working on, a call. And so I imagine these specific things, I imagine each and every one of them specifically having gone the way I want to, including my magical moment with Victoria during mealtime. So here's why I mention it that way. So you got the basics and you've got the pack, if I'm correct. But sorry, I didn't check. If you don't have it, get it. But here's the big deal. Ready? You're going to have some kind of magical moment with her today. Whether it's on a text, whether it's on a phone call, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's with a meal, whatever kind of magical moment is possible for you, imagine that magical moment giving both of you yum. How does it feel? See, I'm not a real fan of watching television. Never have been. And yet every night we probably spend 1 or 2 hours watching TV, just settling in for the evening. What I'm a massive fan of is loving glances, holding hands, sharing a giggle. And so we tend to watch things which invite giggles, right? And we hold hands. And so when I imagine something as mundane as watching television is to me, I imagine up this magical shared moment where our hands touch. Or where we share a smile or a laugh. I'll call her sometimes from the pool when I'm walking back to the car. And I'll just imagine, like, just her smile. Hi, 20. Hi, Victoria. Just that magnet, not like, oh, what do you want? See, these little moments of magic, the more of those you can sprinkle, they're like fairy dust. The more of these you can sprinkle into your day, the more magical your day becomes. And so, this is my challenge for you. This is my invitation for you. This is what, to me matters most. The fairy dust of magic. Just find where you can take specific events of your day and add a little bit of yum with them. And like I said, the nice thing is, and you pointed out, you don't have a meal with her on a regular basis. But what are you doing today with her? Do you know you're going to chat on the phone? Do you know you're going to share some texts? Maybe send her a, just imagine up some yum there and your response to her yum. All right. Frankie, I really, really appreciate the question here. This is awesome. If you got gold from it, we did a live call called The Look of Love, How to Manifest a Love That Lasts. And you can find that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. And if you decide to pick that up or not, it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, it does. I'd love for you to get it. Right? Let's be honest. Because here's what I do. When people buy stuff, I imagine they're yum from it. And often you guys let me know. And I just love that. Manifesting Mastery course members, I imagine their updates. They're yummy updates and writing back to them. Yeah, I just did a bunch of that this morning. And it's these things. Whenever you take moments that you know you will have in your day and you add the magic to them, you know, they've gone your way. And it's really cool. And there's lots of yum. Whatever it is, a text, a wink, a hand touching, a meal, you add the magic to the moment. So that's what I got, Frankie. Thanks for your question. And now let's imagine up something yummy. Let's add some magic to a moment as we go into the silence. All right. First, I want to thank you for listening. Second, if you're getting gold, dive deeper. Third, share the show. You never know who you'll bless if you share it. If you haven't rated it yet, give it a rating. Because the more people that are blessed, the more people that are blessed. I'm imagining a yum tsunami. Giving, blessing, growing. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.